Of course, we've no idea what the maker of our hand axe might have said, but it seems probable that he would have had roughly the language abilities of a 7-year-old child. But whatever the level, this early speech would clearly have been the beginnings of a quite new capacity for communication. And that would have meant that people could sit down to exchange ideas, plan their work together, or even just to gossip. If you can make a decent hand axe like this one, it's a good bet that you're well on the way to something that we would all recognise as society. So, 1.2 million years ago, where are we? We can make tools like our hand axe that help us control our environment and, in fact, transform it. The hand axe gives us not just better food, but can also skin animals for clothing and strip branches for fire or shelter. Not only this, we can now talk to each other, and we can imagine something that isn't already in front of us. What next? The hand axe is about to accompany us on a huge journey, because with all these skills, we're no longer tied to our immediate environment. If we need to, even if we just want to, we can move. Travel is possible, maybe even desirable, and we can spread beyond the warm savannas of East Africa and survive, perhaps even flourish, in a colder climate. The hand axe is our passport to the rest of the world. And in the study collections of the British Museum, you can find hand axes from all over Africa, Nigeria, South Africa, Libya, but also from Israel and India, Spain and Korea, even from a gravel pit near Heathrow Airport. And as they moved north, these early hand axe makers became the first Britons. Nick Ashton has been excavating on the Norfolk coast.
In front of us here we have these 30-foot cliffs which are composed of these clays and silts and sands, and these were laid down by massive glaciation around about 450,000 years ago, which even reached the outskirts of North London. But it's beneath these clays that a local was walking his dog and found the hand axe embedded in these organic sediments. But these tools were first being made in Africa 1.6 million years ago, arrived in southern Europe and parts of Asia just under a million years ago, and reached Britain somewhere between 600,000 and 500,000 years ago.